אתם ניצובים היום כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם. ניצובים זה לשון נפעל. It's passive. You have been made to stand, or you are being made to stand today, כולכם לפני השם אלוקיכם. זאת רש"י מלמד שכינסו מוישה לפני הקדוש ברוך הוא ביום מויסוי, להכניסו בבריס. ואז רש"י לן, מויש רבנו הוא כהן אצלם, because ניצובים means על ידי האחר, you're being made to stand. Moshe Rabbeinu made a matzav, what we call a matzav. The fellowship say it's similar to Vayisyatsu Tachas Ahor, B'mayved HaSinai. Kulchem, Nifnei Hashem Elokeichem. Le'ovrucho, Pibris Hashem Elokeichem Ba'olosai. One should be over, that you will be over with the bris with Hashem Elokeichem. Dr. Rashi, what's the Ovrucho Bibris? Der Chavoro, passing through. Kech hoyo kol se briso is oisim b'chitzo mikan, b'chitzo mikan, v'oivrim bentayim. V'shenema ho igel asher kol su lishnayim v'yavru b'in b'sorov. V'bris b'in ha'b'sorim. V'shavrom avinu cut up the animals, set them on two sides, went between them, the Shechina, the Tanu, went between them. We won't be marich the Indian of this idea. What's this idea of being over with bris? Aber la Maisa, if this is the Yom Misosai, it's interesting. Was that actually, where was this Havoras HaBris? The Torah doesn't mention, other than this remez, that there was a Havoras HaBris. So the Ramban says, "Sken sein tochin shekoras oid imoim bris ki bris harishonim shekoras itom bar Sinai shehikri valeim oilo veloka chatzi adam lisroi kala misvev chatzi adam zara kala am." And we'll know Yehudzruk lahaski. The Ma'isa, it's in Avrechov and Bris. He's not learning like Rashi, that they were over between two mechitzas. So maybe the Moshe Rabbeinu made another ceremony like he did by Har Sinai. Avishtetnisht. No. Maybe because of that, Rashi brings the second pshat. Whenever you see Rashi brings at Ova Achir, you have to ask what's Shver in the first pshat, and then you have to ask what's Shver in the second pshat. Over here you've got a third pshat. Then you have to know that Kabbalah Zubi Adenu, the Be'etzim, they're all Emes. Torah means all of them. What Rashi brings here, Mi Medrash Agoda, Loma Nismicho Parshas Atem Nitzovim Liklolis. So the Medrash brings, why is this Parshas Atem Nitzovim a Hemshek from the Klolos? Which is interesting. The Torah, last week's parish, we had the Klolos and the Teichecho. And then we have Vayikra Moshe Kol Yisrael Vayom Aleim Atem Rizem Yisrael Hashem Os Hashem Einechem Beretz Mitzrayim V'Lefaru L'chol Avodim V'chol Atzos all the Nisim in the Midbar Tavoy El Amokim Azer. We conquered Sichon and Oig, Nichon and Zarlton. Ushmaltim divrei abris azois, vasisem oisom leman taskilois kol ashetaz. You see all the chasonim and Kodesh Baruch Hu here. Keep this bris, the bris of the Teichocha, v'hoye im shomoya, then there's brachas. V'im loy tishmu chas v'shalom. Then the Torah just carries on. Atem nitzovim ayom kulchem lifnei Hashem elokeichem. Going to the first pshat in Rashi, it's very strange. Nechoira, you'd expect if the pshat is that Moshe Rabbeinu made a whole kenis, should start something like Vayikra Moshe LeKol Yisrael, Vayamidem, something like that. Should start it. The Torah just carries on. Atem nitzovim ayom kulchem. So it's a hemshich. So the Medrash, so the Medrash says, "Lama nisvicha parshas hatimni somni klolis." The fish shomer Yisrael maya klolis chosah shtayim. Kol Yisrael heard this teichacha. Chutz mimemtes shebetoris koyanim. And the teichacha in bechukoi say, it's another 49 klolis. Hariku pleyem, they got scared. They became green with fear. V'amru miyochel lamed ba'elu. How can we be oymed? I don't think anybody was hoirik p'neim when we heard Kiryas HaTaira. I saw Avigdor Miller, this typical of Avigdor Miller. He writes that the minhag in the shuls is always, we get the Baal Kore reads the Teichacha, the Onshim, quietly, more quietly, in some places very fast. And he says, "Pung Fakel, what are they doing? He should be shouting out these Onshim, the Koile Koilos, and slowly and clearly so that everybody in Shul hears. Tachlis! Tachlis!" He says, and nobody wants to have an aliyah for the Teichacha. So the minig is, you give it to the Baal Koire. So he says, "I would give a gewaltig mishaberach to the mensch who gets the aliyah for the Teichacha." That's the tachlis. The Maisa, let's have a shtikul isboinenus. We realize what we're talking about, last week's parasha. Towards about two-thirds of the way through, after all these terrible onshim and mamesh, the klolis is lo yu'umen, vo alecho kol ha-klolis ha-elu r'dofucho v'sigucho at yishom doch. Klolis will chase you and catch you up till they destroy you. Ki lo shamata b'koil Hashem elokecho lishma mitzvoiso v'chukoiso v'shetzivoch. They didn't listen to the mitzvahs and the chukim. The Arachayim and other Mephoshim split the Teichacha into three sections in the Klolis, in the Onshim. One is because we didn't learn Torah, the Tishmo, the Koili. One is being over Mitzvus Loisese. And one is being Mevapel Mitzvus Ase. The Torah carries on. Tachas sheloy avadato es Hashem lekecho besimcho betuv leivov meroiv koil. Because, or instead of, the fact that you weren't oved Hashem lekecho with simcha and betuv leivov with a geshmak of heart, meroiv koil, when you had all these brachas, Zavda Rabbeinu Bechaya and other mefarshim as well, the Medayik. What was the taina? Avadato. You did the mitzvahs. But the mitzvahs without simcha. Doesn't say tachas asher lo yavadato es Hashem elokecho meroiv koil. Tachas asher lo yavadato es Hashem elokecho besimcha betuv leivav. The taina is, they did mitzvahs. They did mitzvahs without simcha. No. How would we, a person, Mekai Mitzvah, a tzaddik, you know, he's not besimcha. Mekai Mitzvah. He davens three times a day. He puts on his talis and tefillin. He sits, he turns up for morning seder, even on time. He learns three storim a day. But there's no simcha. He's forcing himself. Ask the person, "No, did you enjoy Shachris?" Enjoy Shachris? I don't Shachris. No, did you enjoy it? Was there a simcha with your simcha Shachris? Eile Shabbos, Oilem sing nicely, gunim. Some places, not every place. The places where they sing nicely, gunim. So, did you enjoy davening? Yeah, it was geschmack. And then I'd ask him, because I'm a kvetch, did you enjoy the davening or did you enjoy the singing? Was it a kumsitz? Interessant, the kumsitz. People sing all these nigunim and kumsitz, and the tainas, the big hisairas, sometimes with the lights off, and people sing these nigunim. And afterwards, if there was a hisairas, there was a chizuk, not to see a difference afterwards from before. We don't see it. These kumsitzen, a lot of times people sing nigunim, they don't even know what the words mean. The music's good. People sing Lecha Doidi. What are we saying? Lecha Doidi, who's Doidi? Likras Kala, who's the Kala? It's Taka very schwer. Who is the Kala? Doidi is a Kodesh Baruch, but who's the Kala? What are you singing with such Yisoyros? Which pshat are you going with? Well, I don't know any pshatim. So why are you singing? What are you enjoying here? You enjoying the davening or enjoying the singerai? The kumsit sheboy. And a man shall say, I don't know what you mean. I davened. I daven every day. I come. And come on time even. Did you enjoy your tefillin? Tefillin. I put on tefillin. Did you enjoy morning seder? Well, sometimes. Zog the pasuk, pachad, pachas asher avadeto es Hashem lekecho besimcha v'tuv leivov meirav koel, v'avadeto es oivecho asher shalchenu Hashem boch, Berav, betzama, ubeeroim, ubechoise koil. If you want, oived Hashem besimcha, then the Rabbanu Shem will send you into Golus, and you'll be a slave for enemies, and you'll be starving hungry, and you'll be thirsting away, and you'll be standing there with a whip, and you'll have kimat no clothes on, beeroim, ubechoise koil, venosan oil barzel al tzavorecho. And he'll put an iron yoke on your throat, and you'll be tied to, let's say, a mill, or wherever the work that he's forcing you to do. Ad ishmido oisach, till he collapse. Yisa Hashem alecho goy meirochoik, mikzei ha'aretz. The Rebbeinu Shem will bring a nation from far away, from the end of the Oretz, those times, Kasha Yida Anosher will come down like an eagle swooning on you. So Remez the Mephoshim say, the Bais Sheni to Malchus Roimi, when from the Ikorim of their standards was the eagle. Asher Lotish Malashoina, you won't understand. What he's saying, you want to understand his language, you don't know Latin. Goy as ponim, ashelo yisop ponim lezokin, v'na'a leyochin. A brazen nation who don't, not mechavid, older people. And they're not merachim on young people. V'ochal pri behem techo, pri admos techo, at hishomdoch. And eat up all everything that you have until he destroys you. Ashelu yashilcha dog on tirish v'siyitzar. Won't leave you any food. Shkal ofecho ashro yisanecho ad havidu oisoch. Chum ba'es sheini. Heitzalecho b'chol shorecho. Nubin tzar. Ad redes choymoisecha agvoyois vabesurois, until he conquers your walls, your high walls, your fortified walls, asher ato boteach bohen, you're trusting b'chol atzecho v'heitza lecho v'chol sharecho in every way you are, and give you tzar. B'chol atzecho ashenosan Hashem elekecho l'noch. V'chalto privitnecho b'sar bonecho v'noisecho shenosan lecho Hashem elekecho. Rachmanel itzlam. V'chole. And what's it all for? You want Oved Hashem b'simcha. It's not a pachad. You want Oved, you're not b'simcha. It's a taina ad kedei kach. But the answer is, if a person's not Oved Hashem b'simcha, he's forcing himself. So what's Avodas Hashem? Moshe lemad ovedoyme. A melech takes a mensch and he takes him down to a mine and he says, you hack away at the rocks and every rock you break you keep for yourself forever. And what is this mine? It's a diamond mine. And every time he's hacking away, another diamond. And then when he comes up, the melech says, no, now polish the diamonds, shape the diamonds, and you've got all the diamonds you keep yourself. The better you polish them, the nicer you cut them. It could be hard work. But you cut them for yourself. Each diamond you're cutting thousands and millions of dollars. And the bench goes down and he starts hacking away. The medic told him he has to hack away at the rocks. He's got a long face. He's complaining. The medic, so cruel, sends me down here, makes me do this. Kilo, as far as he's concerned, it's like a coal mine. And every piece of thing's another black piece of coal. It gets all dirty and dusty. And then comes up, and the man says, no, now shape the diamonds and polish the diamonds. Take a piece of coal and think, Goyach, what's he giving me? With a big, long face, and he's miserable. Isn't that a pgiya gedoyla against the melech? Saying the melech is cruel, the melech is tough, the melech is forcing me to have millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars. And every diamond that I hack, I keep for myself. And the nicer I make it, the more effort I put in, the more expensive it I can sell it for. And he's moaning and groaning. What's Avodas Hashem? The tachlis of our bria, oilam haba. Every word of davening is nocha oilam haba. Every word of learning is another oilam. Oilam oisod yonim le netzach netzachim. Every mitzvah which we do, our tzitzis, our tefillin, it's diamonds. It's more than diamonds. Diamonds could be millions of dollars. But it's only in Olam Hazeh. Our mitzvahs are diamonds for Olam Haba and Netzach Nitzachim. The Toivah Amiti, the Tanug Amiti. The Eibush is giving us the best matzav can possibly be, the Gresta Chesed. The Gres, the Toiva. The Rabbani Shem is Kulei Toiv, Kulei Baal Chesed. V'lo yavadata b'simcha u'betuv leivav. Merov Kael, and he gave you everything. What is it? Avodas Hashem. Being locked in a coal mine. If that's how you treat Avodas Hashem, the Midah Kneged Midah. Then you'll be sold as a slave and you'll taka be doing hacking in a coal mine. And you won't have anything. But Rob is some of the Eirum of the Chosek oil. Rabbi Shalom gave us an oil tyra. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad Mekabel oil malchus. You didn't want it. The oil malchus, or you were mekabel it, but it's a horrible oil. It's terrible. I can't go out and do this, and I can't go and shikatzach and go and fresh my guts out and have all the znus that I want to have. He's limiting me to his halachas. What a terrible oil. Said the oyev will put an oil barzel, because that's how you're looking at the oil Torah and oil mitzvahs. You didn't understand what mitzvahs are. You didn't even try to understand. The Rebbeinu Shlomo will bring a goy me'rochek. Goy asher lo tishma l'shoinai. You want mechabed ziknei hadar. Goy as ponim asher lo yisa ponim l'zokin. You want merachim. And tinokit shal beis rabon. Na lo yochin. The Rebbeinu Shem gave you a shefa godel to be Ovid Hashem. You misused it. You turned it into one big freserai and taiva. V'ochal priveentachal privat moschad yishomdach. Shal yishalachal dog on tirech v'yitzar. What are we saying v'hoyim shamaya tishmu? Sati v'tar altsvon v'itai. V'osavta d'gonecha siroshcha v'yitzarecha. And what did you do with it? The Torah says, Yisham Elecha. Don't misuse the Shefa. You misused it. Lo yashi lecha dogon tirosh v'yitzha. Nosav eisev levehem techa. Shkar alofech v'ashro yisonech ad havidu oisach. V'chule v'chule. Tachas eshelo avadeto Hashem v'kecho besimcha v'tuv leibo. As Klal Yisrael heard, all these klalos, this is just part, the tiny part of it. And the midah keneged midah, if we don't learn Torah, the midah keneged midah, if we're over lavin. V'homru miyuchal lavet b'kolil. I wasn't over b'simcha, but I tried. I'm going to get sold as a slave. Hariku Pneim. Hisra Moshe Lefaisa. Moshe Rabbeinu started being Mephias. Atem Nitzavim Hayoim. Dr. Rashi, Harbe Hichastim Lemokim Veleosa Etchem Kloya. You've done Averis. Over the Midbar. Ten Nizyonis. You've done Averis. The Ben Shon didn't finish you off. Hare atem kayomim lefonov. Hayoim. What's hayoim? We feed this mahalach. Kayoim azeshu kayom. Uma filu meir. Kach hei elochem. Vekach osilo elochem. Atem nitzovim lifnei Hashem alakeichem hayoim like hayoim which shines, the Rebbeinu Shem shining to you. V'aklolos v'yisurim mekayimim eschem u'matzivim eschem lefono. Ribono shel olam, I don't understand. What does Moshe Rabbeinu mean? All this teichacha is not serious. Don't worry. You've been doing tanaveiros. So what, it's not serious? So scrap the whole parasha. Why do we have a parasha teichachas? What are you doing? If it's not going to happen, what are we doing? You have to learn this Rashi and understand what Rashi says. Vafa parsha shomalo biyusim heim. To repeat this, that it's a continuation of the Vayikra and Moshe, the end of Parshas Kisova. It's one Hemshech. And what's the Torah telling us? Atem nitzovim lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. What it's telling us is that these klolos and yesurin mekaimim eschem umatzivim eschem lefono. The tachlis of the klolos are to connect us with Hashem, that we should be standing in front of Hashem. What's the Bi'ur HaDvarim? What a Torah mitzvah. Nice ceremonies. You know, the friar, a lot of them, they bar mitzvah their kid. That's a new verb in English. He was bar mitzvahed. When the friar, the bar mitzvah is just the bar chedek. But you go on Mondays and Thursdays to the koisel, don't go Mondays and Thursdays unless you go a long time, because it's crowded. And if you want to see Sof Kol Sof, Klal Yisrael, even these lichoira friar people dressed or undressed and v'chula v'choiser koil, v'erum v'choiser koil, and they come with their ceremonies, and they may have a chuppah, and they have these guys dressed up kielu, you know, they walked out of the bayasheni, and they blow a shofar, and they blow a trumpet, and they play Jewish songs. Which Jewish songs do these people know? They only know Hava Negila and David Melech Yisrael. It's the only ones they know. And that's what they think, and they bring this Bocha Bar Mitzvah to the Koisel, and they take out a Sefer Torah, and he puts on tefillin, usually a talit, because most of them are Svadim, and they have a photographer there, and they take pictures, and it's Gewaldig Bar Mitzvah. And for many of these guys, it's the last time they put on tefillin. I had a certain Korov, a friar Korov, and I went to visit him a few years ago. I was in his spoil. He had a picture of his grandson with tefillin on the day of the Bar Mitzvah. Now, a person puts up a picture of something which is machshiv, even though I'm sure this kid has not put on tefillin since, but Al Kobanim, the Zayda, I don't think the Zayda is even put on tefillin in the Zalo, but they were marshiv. I was once in the north, in Malot, and I was davening there, and there was a Kiruv Koilel there, and they had a Bar Mitzvah there one Thursday morning, and the Bocher Bar Mitzvah put on tefillin, and he had an aliyah, and the father also came. And the father was putting on his tefillin, but he didn't realize that he was supposed to take them out of the box. He was putting them on with the box. A few weeks ago, a mensch who works a lot in Kiruv, there was a shiva, and he was telling these maisim. He said there was a bocha, I think he was in his 30s already, and he decided he wants to do a bissel chazora b'tshuva. So he looked and he looked and he found the tefillin which he got from his bar mitzvah. So he decided he was going to put on tefillin. So he opened the bag and he saw there were two. Mistoma, one's for my brother and one's for me. And then, so he put on the Shel Rosh, somehow he figured in. And then he remembered, maybe from the pictures, that somehow it goes over the arm as well. So he took the Ritzua and was putting it on his arm. And Nebuch, they weren't obviously the best quality tefillin. And he moved his arm and he broke the Ritzua. So then he called this Rav, who's starting to be Makariv him, to ask him exactly what you're going to do. He's broken the tefillin. Hits a Nebuch. When you're 13 years old and you do this ceremony once and that's it, And goodness, 20 years later, you're supposed to remember. What are mitzvahs? Ceremonies, Jewish traditions, nice ways to behave. What's Torah? Ancient laws of damages and buying and selling and all these the ancient laws, the old Jewish laws. Interesting. Yeah. Greek mythology is also interesting. Greek laws also interesting. Maybe learn some of the Latin laws, also interesting. Especially when you start saying a swara, and then we saw logic, and you wave your thumb around, and you get excited about it. It's very interesting. What is it? Is it something real? Is Torah and mitzvahs real? Jews, for some reason, don't eat pork. A lot of them don't eat pork. Yeah, but some of them do. But why don't you eat pork? A good geschmack of cheeseburger they eat. Pork, no. Why? And the people who go out and eat vegetarian, they don't eat trefa meat. Or you have the people who don't eat trefa meat at home. When they go out. Yeah. So what is it? Well, because my Zaidi, they kept milk and meat separate, so we also keep milk and meat separate, sort of. Well, it's going to be mafria me when I want to go out and go and have a geschmack of trefa meal. What is it all about? Comes to Toichicho and tells us it's a metzias. What's the Bari Olam? What's the Ribbono Shel Olam? An intellectual idea? You can't believe in evolution, so you decide to believe in creation? Or is the Ribbono Shel Olam the Bari Olam with Tali on him called Rega Varega? Is he a metzias? Is it real? That's what the Toichacha tells us. Is Avodas Hashem real? Yes. It's diamonds. It's more than diamonds. You have to be Ovid Hashem b'simcha b'tuv leiv. And if you do that, then the Rabbeinu Shem is mashpia shefa bracha. So that you can be Ovid even more. And be koine oilam haba, the oilam ha'emes, the netzach netzachim. Avoidus Hashem is real. The klolus amatziv is eschem lefonov. That's what Rashi's telling us. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu was saying. This makes it, when it's real, the yira shamayim, when a person realizes, if I not mekayim the mitzvahs properly, Rachmona litzlan, the tzitzos, it's real. It's matzivim oisom eschem lefonav atem nitzavim lifnei Hashem alekeichem hayoim. We're oimed lifnei Hashem. That's the tachlis of the brachos and the klolos. We're going towards the Yom HaDin, Rosh Hashanah. He spoke 2 weeks ago, we said. Uzziah tells us, what's the tachlis of Rosh Hashanah? Well, the Kim also say, Yiro Milafanov. Yiro is Osius Re'io. Yiro is real. Tosfos in Soito, Chof Beis, brings the Yerushalmi. And the Gemara says the two types of, the seven types of Pirushim, people are Poirish, and there's Porosh Me'ava and Porosh Me'ira. Yerushalmi, Beperik HaRoya, brings as follows, Asei Me'ava, Asei Me'ira. One should be Ovid Hashem Me'ava, and Ovid Hashem Me'ira. Asei Me'ira. Asei Me'ava. You have to be Ovid for Ava, with a Cheshik, with Ava, Mituv Leva, Besimcha. Shimbos or Lisnoi, Da, Shato Oy Havoi, Ve'ein Oyev Soine. Asei Me'ira. Shimbos or Livoit, Da, Shato Yore, Ve'ein Yore Mevayet. We have to be Ovid Hashem, Sai Me'ava and Sai Me'ira. Let's turn the other way around, first of all. Why do you have to be Ovid Me'ira? That's what we're seeing here. Because in Boso Livoit, Eina Yore Boyet. If it's too much, if you can't be bothered, if you wake up in the morning and you don't have the Cheshik to daven, Avoido Me'ira. Miss, Mitzivon, Mechoyev. You can't be boyut. There's onshin. There's cheshbonus. It's real. If Torah is only halacha, 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 halacha. Rules, 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 rules. Oynish, oynish, oynish. Do this, bang, bang, bang. And a person says, can't stand it. I have no choice. I'm scared. I have to. He's saying it. I've only me Ava. Chaino, you've saying it. Realize what it's all about. Diamonds. Gewaldig. I've only me Ava. We all prefer Ava. So let's just be Ovid Me'ava. Ava comes from the mensch. I have cheshik. I enjoy. It's gewaldig. It's geschmack. It's gewaldig. The Ava comes from the mensch. Is it muchrach that it's real? If it's all coming, I have a cheshik. I enjoy this mitzvah. I put on tefillin with a cheshek. I daven shacharis with a cheshek. Is it real? If it's all coming from me, how real is it? Avudu Me'ira. Yira makes it real. Yira doesn't come from the mensch. Yira starts the other way around. Yira starts that I'm scared of something. I've got yira from something. And Ochanami, you'll tell me, I have the ne'ahav. Yeah, but what's the direction of the midah? Direction of Ava, it comes from me. The direction of Yira, it comes from hearing the onshim, hearing the klolos. That's what makes it real. But if I only have Yira, well, a mensch could be soine. It's too much. So there has to be a combination of both. Ava and Yira. That's Avodas Hashem. Sometimes there are people have this some minhogim of Kabbalah Shabbos with the Gvaltiga Nigunim and singing and Hisoyrus. Some of the Nigunim don't stem exactly with the Mizmoirim, Ki Yodua, what I hold, but I'll koponim. Whole Hisoyrus. Gewaltig, Kabbalah Shabbos, being Mekabal Shabbos Koidesh, being Mekabal the Melech. How does the Mayriv go afterwards? Psh! I don't understand. Mayriv! You don't appreciate the milas that Rabbi Yishan was married by Rovim and all the Gevaltig in Yonim there, and Rabbi Yishan was Poseach Sharim Bechochma, and you don't understand it. Okay, what about Avas Oilam? Avas Oilam, the Rabbi Yishan loves us. Toiro Mitzvah is Chuyim Yishpatim, it's only Madatah. Why doesn't that go with the Gansa Nigun and dancing and Simcha? And then Krishma. Krishma! Yigavaldi! Krishma! Kabbalas oil Malchus Shemayim! The Rashbo says, how's he go after Shema Yisrael? Ve'ohav tois Hashem alekecha has to be Be'avo! Because if it's only Be'yiro, you're in a coal mine? Or is Kabbalas oil Malchus Shemayim Gavaldi? It's Moira Avas Hashem! Ad kidei kach! I want to give it over to my kinderlach. Says the Rashba in Tshuva, tefillin are like a diadem. I want to decorate my guf and I want to decorate my house with these yesoidas. I'm so excited. How's the Krishma going in these places? So is it real? Is the Holy Spirit real? It's Avo. There's no Yira. Is the Krishma bediktuk medaktik b'oisiyoiso? You know what the Gemara says to be medaktik b'oisiyoiso? It's not so poshut, einochanami. Some words are very hard to say bediktuk. But what do you get if you're kind of Krishma? Metzaninim lo gehinim. So if you're sure you're not going to gehinim, let's say that you sang luchodoidi with such yisores, you're not going to gehinim. Okay, you don't need to say, don't need to medaktik b'krishma. I'm not sure we really can be so soymech. So we'll appreciate if we say Krishma with a bit more dikduk. And with kavana. Yoni the Pesach Rishon, that's b'di'evet. The chatchilah was me mechavin in the whole of Krishma. Ne'emes ve'emuno. Tzius Mitzrayim. Gilu Yevashem Yisbar Malchuscha Ra'u Vanecho. How come it just zips by so quick? Because it's not real. Avoidu mi yiro. Avoidu mi avo. Rosh Hashanah. Hayom Adin. Hayom Haras Oilom. Hayom Yamid B'mishpat Kol Yitzuri Oilom. Hayom Haras Oilom. It's for him stayed. Then it comes to Rosh Hashanah, we lose Cheskes Chaim. Tov Shin Pei Vav, Nichoyre Bez Hashem, we'll see in a few days' time, the Rabbein Hashem gave his Chaim, Tov Shin Pei Vav. But who says we have Chaim in Tov Shin Pei Zayin? Hayom Haras Oilam, the world's being reborn. Being reborn, Alidei Mishpat, the Rabbein Hashem's deciding. Kol by oilam oivrim lefanov givnei moroim. Nitzovim lefanov. The Yom Adin, the year of Rosh Hashanah, brings us in front of Hashem Yisborach. The Torah tells us very little about Rosh Hashanah in Torah Shebichsav. It's all Torah Shebalpeh for various reasons. The Torah says in Emor, Zichron Truah. Zichron Truah, what's a Truah? It's a Machlekes. A Machlekes Rishonim. Is Truah to be broken? Truah Yeim, B'Shevet Bazel, the Pesuk says, and the Banishter said to smash with a rod of iron, Truah Yeim, Ro'uah, Gnuche gonach yulule yolil. Is that the pshat in Truah? Or is Truah from the Russian Hariyu, to shout with joy? Hariyu, call her Oretz, to shout with joy. Machlikas mefarshi. And it's interesting, we learn out that Truah, Enochanami, לכאור אז מרם יש תמיד הסדין, אז היא זוגת הרמב"ן. בתקיעה, which is a straight coil, is מרם יש תמיד הרחמים. And we have to wrap every trua with a tkiah before and a tkiah after. So what is it, Rosh Hashanah? Zogt Rabbeinu Bechaya, in Kadar Kemach. In Kadar Kemach is a gewaltige sefer of essays on different inyonim. He has here two essays on Rosh Hashanah. Zogt er, Shtei Midas Eilu, hein remuzois bemitzu zu shal tkiah shoifo. Hatkiyo kenegit midas harachamim, vatruo kenegit midas hadin. So what is Rosh Hashanah? Truo or tkiyo? So the v'tama mitzvah zois, le'oire ha'leiv. The shoiv is to be ma'oire az. Ki akoil his oirez dova le'ize inyan sheyeye. Akoil is ma'oire az. The different inyonim. Yesh kol ha'mevi lidei simcha. Yesh kol ha'mevi lidei tzovay. Some sounds ma'or to simcha. And some sounds ma'or to sadness. And he explains, when he used most kelim, musical kelim, it's ma'or to simcha. And the avodas Hashem, the korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash, was accompanied by a whole orchestra and a choir of Levim doing Ma'or the Simcha in Avodas Hashem. Here among the Minig in Yerushalayim is by Chasnas, because the Mokim Achurban, and there was once a plague, they decided that we should not have Kalim, musical Kalim, at Chasna. So the Minig Yerushalayim is only to have drums, and Chodsh, the Takona was one kli, and drums are more than one kli, but that's the Minig that it's Kalim, that it's drums. And then you have, sometimes they bring a few singers, and then there are people who don't want to get married in Yerushalayim. Well, they want to have an orchestra. There are some people at Taino that a keyboard is only one kli. Rabbi Yoshev said a keyboard's one kli. A keyboard's a whole orchestra in this little box. He didn't allow a keyboard. There are other poskim did allow a keyboard. But I'll call upon him. You go to a chasna outside Yerushalayim, and they have, depends how choshev the chasna is. Choshev in quotes, right? You know, you have a 10-piece band and et cetera, et cetera. In many ways, a different simcha. It's more simchadik. I'll call upon him if the band is good. If the poiker, they call him, the drummer, and the singers are good, they can make a good matzah of simcha here in Yerushalayim as well. But I'll call upon him, you see, kelim can be ma'ira simcha. On the other hand, Hakoyla maybe the day it's ovoin, Zokter, which sound makes us sad? Vliday charoda makes us scared? Who call a shoifa? Velamadnu zemi akosimim, talk a shoifa boir, omlo yecherodu. The Novi says, if you hear a shoifa, it's a siren. People that don't get scared. Viodua kibimatan toira nema, vayah om vayonu. They got scared by Maimed Sinai. We bring these psukim in shoifers. Why was there a shoifer in Matan Torah? The feed this, and what he's saying now, is to make the Am Chored and Yira, V'chol Am Roim is HaKoilus HaZarapidim is Kol HaShoifer, Maimed Sinai was
real. Torah is real. We all heard the Koel Hashem. It was absolutely clear to all of us. Anoichi Hashem Elokecha. It was so real The Midrash says that our neshamas came out when we were knocked back 12,000 amas. And then we had a tchias amesim and the malachim brought us back. And the second coil was a pachad prodim. But it was real. In order to make it real, Zokta, there was a kol shoifor. K'moshe kosu, bavutia yirosa al p'neichem, the whole maimed, the pasuk says after, in Yisrael, the whole maimed was we should have real yiro. V'zeu tam ha-mitzah she-tzivonu ha-kodesh v'ruchu b'tzkir shoifor, she-nie toikim b'isruo, she-hi yelola, k'dei le-yalil al-avoyno y-seinu. Are our avoyners real? Here and there. And there and here. Is it real? Did anything happen? Did it affect our neshamas? Did it affect the ruchnis in the world? Oh, the bissel makel here and the bissel makel there. We blow the shofar kedei leyala lalavonoseinu shenisoyrem mitochosa hakoil veshenislabish becharoda me'emes hadin. Ki atrua remes lemidus hadin. But it stayed all elokim bisrua. Elokim is midus hadin. Ve'oid. The mitzvah zu, another remez in the shofar. Romas the malchusa yisvarach. It's also a remez to the malchus of Hashem. Shebiyoyim ze borah ha'oilom v'hoya melech ki ein melech b'loy am. The Rebbein Shem became a melech b'foyal when he created Adam, who was mamlich Hashem. Ein melech b'loy am, v'derech malchi oritz liskoyar b'shoifo b'tchilos malchusom. That's a minute. K'moshe ne'emah, v'yisku b'shoifo v'yomri kol ha'om yichi ha'melech shloime. When they were mamlech shloime, they blew shoifers. And I mentioned some of the vadim. It's still ad ha'yom hazeh. In the nehugei malchus, when they were mamlech charlie, they blew a whole load of trumpets. Where'd they get the trumpets? Why trumpets? What's trumpets? Long live the king. Came from here. Shofar is din, and shofar is malchus. Malchus at the arakim, malchus at the rikia, v'al kain tzivoni yisbar, sheniska b'shofar b'yom sehem, b'tchilas malchusoi, l'lami ki melech alukim al goyim, the Rebbein Shem become the Melech, the Yoishev al Kisei Kodshoi. Ve'oid ki minig ha-melech, she yitzave lehachriz ha-oiver al mitzvosoi is chayav misa. When the Melech starts, the Malchus, he gives his laws. And he says, if you're oiver, rachmol yitzlon, val kein on utoikim be'shoifel lehachriz, aroitze loshuv, yoshuv. Vim lo yoshuv, Doma Baroshe. Ve'ein lecha asrol gedoyle mizu. It's Malchus, it's Kabbalah's Malchus, but it's also hasrol. Ve'oid. That's why the Torah is not mefaret. Zichron trua. There's so much in our shofar. Ve'oid yesh by remez l'churban beis hamikdosh, which was bekoilosh v'shofaros. Gam Bezer remez li geula. But the shofar is also remez to the geula. K'mo shehivtiach hanavi, v'hoyo b'yom ahu, yitocha b'shofar gadol. These are the psukim which we say in the end of shofaros. V'vo ha'oivdim b'eretz ashu, v'anidochim b'eretz mitzrayim, v'ishtachvu la'ashem b'har ha'kodesh b'Yerushalayim. The shofar is a remez to kibbutz galus to the geula shleima. Gamba says, remez litchias amesim, the ultimate tachlis, shasidin lichyos alidei tchias shofar kedichsim. Now the pasuk which we bring in shofar is,
Kol yoshvei sevel v'shoichnei eretz, kinsoneis harim tiru, uchizkaya shoifel tishmau, zokta hus v'shoichnei eretz, kol yoshvei sevel eila chayim v'shoichnei eretz eilo amesim, kinyin shenema okitz v'ranenu shoichnei afo. Is shoifer has so much in it. Shoifer is pachad, din, malchus. Malchus, the melech telling us what to do. Tshuva, matan Torah, charada, gula, tchias amesim. Shoifer's everything. And that's why. The shoiv is true, and it's kiel lefoneh, it's kiel lacharei. Midas adin, midas achesed, midas arachamim. Zochte, ule'oilem atkiel beroyshe besoiv, kedei shetizkabe midas rachamim, midas adin. V'zeu sha'onu oimrim. He brings a medrash. She is galgu rachamo v'yafoich midas adin l'midas arachamim. The Medrash says, all Elokim bisruo. Elokim is midas adin. Aba Hashem is midas arachamim b'kol shoifo. Omer of Yehuda b'shem Reish Lakish. Kivin sh'ala kodesh baruch hu b'din. V'yoyishev ala kisei adin. Kivin sh'toikin b'shoifo. Who oile vahoi feich midas hadin l'midas orachamim. Ukeshe meirin ola bedin umea shoifa tokea ola elokim bisrua bedin Hashem mekol shoifa berachamim. There's a meridikazach. The Medrash says that alidei the shoifa wea hoi feich midas hadin to midas orachamim. We change the etzim midas hadin to midas orachamim. Why? Because Rabbi Yisrael, we deher what the true is telling us, what Midas Adin, Avodas Hashem is real, Averas are real, Mitzvahs are real. Today, we're Oymid Lifnei Hashem, Atem Nitzavim Lifnei Hashem Lekechem, Kol Boyolim Oyrim Nefonim Kivnei Moroim. It's real. When we get the message, what the Shofar is telling us, Mimele, that midas adin, that pachad from din, is hoifeich the midas arachamim. That's the whole tachlis, to come back to Hashem Yisbarach. Derech the cheshbon nefesh, derech tshuva, derech the pachad adin. That's the tchilo of aseres yimei tshuva. On Rosh Hashanah we're not allowed to mention even chet. Oh, but there are scholars to get the message, Avodas Hashem is real. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real. Hayom haras oilom. Hayom yamid b'mishpat. But when we get that message, it's hoifek siddis harachamim. Zenoch nami. Yeshoim in truz midas adin. Troyem b'shevet Basel. The Sfornai says, and it's meridik a simcha, a real lifnei Hashem alakecha. Simcha. And Keser Roish, the brought the Reb Chaim Veloshene, was somer besimcha atzuma, shas kir shoifa. Why? We're being mamlich the melech. The melech's giving us diamonds. We're going to have a long face. Pachad, yes. Harada, yes. Din, yes. Of a tshuva. Is there any more bigger simcha than that? We realize it's all real, and the averus are real, and the Eibishter says, because of a tshuva, come back. I want you. I want your kirva. So we come to Yom Kippur, the grace that kirvas Hashem. Two midas avoidu me yiron, avoidu me avo.
That's the Yesod of Rosh Hashanah.